This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
This podcast is brought to you by The Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to The Village of Bedford Park.
Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's 12:03 on Wednesday afternoon, May 28th. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us. I'm Rob Hart. The Chicago XR Summit highlighting the latest in augmented and virtual reality opens a week from today. We'll cover that in our next segment. But first, it's the Super Bowl for stocks. NVIDIA's earnings are out after the bell today. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Mark Hulbert, investment columnist for the Wall Street Journal, Barron's, and MarketWatch.com in Washington. Mark, thank you for joining us today. And NVIDIA has it's achieved a rarefied status on the investment calendar. The NVIDIA quarterly report is now up there with Fed Day or maybe Jobs Day in terms of its market-moving potential. And why is that?
Well, it's because it's such a phenomenal success story. And so I think, though, it means it's an incredibly fragile market. So if you have a market which has thousands of stocks in it, it is so dependent on its mood and its direction from one stock's earnings over just 1 3-month period, then you know that the market is gone beyond simply based on fundamentals of the corporate profitability of all those individual companies and is now based on sentiment.
Here are the details of the NVIDIA first quarter earnings report. They will be released after the bell today around 3:20 Chicago time this afternoon, and then we will have a conference call, the analyst call with the CEO. That is at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Of course, the AI chipmaker's results will serve as a crucial test for both the tech sector and the broader market, and something that we have discussed a great deal on the program over the last couple of years, as NVIDIA has had this remarkable rise. Mark Hulbert, who's back on the line, is that it has been priced for perfection. And eventually, Mark, when you're priced for perfection, you wobble at least a little bit. And how does the market respond if perfection is not delivered this afternoon?
Well, it's a great question, and I think it gets to the heart of it. So basically, when you are assuming that everything goes your way, then by definition, anything that is simply bad luck or anything that's lucky will always be bad luck because you've already discounted and included in the price everything that could possibly be good luck. And that's another way of just saying what you just said about it being priced for perfection. So I think the odds are much higher that the market will be disappointed than it will be that it is ecstatic over the results. But again, I want to stress, I have no inside information about what will happen today. It's just you have a situation when I was, before my phone line got cut there, I was saying that the market is very fragile when it's so dependent on one stock. And then the extension is that this stock's price itself is very fragile because it's so dependent on everything being priced to perfection. And you can't pull a rabbit out of the hat over and over and over again.
And then very quickly, Mark, are people investing in NVIDIA, they're investing in the company, or are they investing in the potential of AI to deliver these double-digit productivity gains in the future?
I think it's the latter. And of course, I think most people haven't really figured out whether it's really going to produce the huge gains that everyone who's very excited about the prospect of AI, they're assuming. So again, it's more based on the latter, I think, of your two possibilities.
Mark Hulbert, investment columnist for The Wall Street Journal, Barron's, and MarketWatch.com in Washington. Thank you for joining us today on the Noon Business Hour. Coming up, a preview of next week's Chicago XR Summit, and it's an opportunity for you to get your hands dirty.
Conversation that's on the money. You're listening to the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
You'll be able to get a hands-on with the future at the Chicago XR Summit, an immersive, free-to-attend VR-AR experience opening a week from today at the Illinois Institute of Technology. Joining us with a preview is Matt Wren, tech expert and founder of VR-AR Chicago. Matt, thank you for joining us today. And Matt, it's one thing for us to talk about the potential of virtual reality or augmented reality and to discuss how these concepts can work in real life. It is another thing for you to go to IIT on the South Side and see it for yourself and to experience it for yourself.
That is the entire point of the Chicago XR Summit. This is a trade show style event that has no stage, no presentations. We are expecting all of the people who are coming to attend this event to try this technology. It is there for demonstration purposes. We're going to have 20 exhibitors showing 20 different technologies. All of these are solutions that are in the market that are available. These are solving problems for other industries around the country today. And we just want to expose Chicago to it a little bit more because, frankly, Chicago and Illinois are falling behind a lot of other states and metro areas.
Now, who can attend this? Do you have to be an industry participant to go?
It is open to the public. Anybody can attend. It is free. It is available. Like that's one of the biggest differences between this event and any other XR event in the country. A week from now is Augmented World Expo taking place in Long Beach. It's several hundred dollars to attend Augmented World Expo. Chicago XR Summit is free. It's open to the public. You need a ticket. You have to register. You got to go to ChicagoXRSummit.org and actually get a ticket, but it is free to attend.
Now, if you're someone who has just been listening to this show and listening to your segments, Matt, where we talk about the various applications of VR or AR technology, and then you actually experience it for yourself. You actually put the glasses on, you put the goggles on, you get involved in the tech in some way during one of these demonstrations. How transformational of an experience is it?
I mean, it's one of those things that there's the comparison that can be made, but it's one of those things that unless you've actually experienced it yourself, you really don't understand it. We say this all the time. You can talk about this technology for 2 hours. You can watch videos about it. 5 minutes in a headset is way more valuable than 2 hours of anything else. Unless you've actually tried it for yourself, you really don't understand how being in a VR experience can, you know, replicate completing physical training in a physical environment. It's very similar. The interactions that you take, you almost lose the sense that there is a separation between the fact that you're in VR versus doing something in the real world.
The Chicago XR Summit is next Wednesday, a week from today, wouldn't you know it, June 4th, 2 to 8 p.m. at the IIT campus at their Technology Park, 34th and Dearborn, just south of downtown. The tickets are available for free, as Matt said, at ChicagoXRSummit.org. So if you go, what are some of the exhibitors that will be on display?
There are going to be a lot there. So Pico XR, which is a VR headset that is used quite often in industry, but that a lot of consumers have probably never seen before. Accenture is going to be there demonstrating with two of their partners. Pulse Studio is going to be showing off a lot of the work that they do for either like pre-event planning or activations that take place at live events. Putman Education will be there showing how this is used in schools, as well as Victory XR. That's another education solution provider. There's going to be a whole lot of demonstrations. And I will say a lot of these are things that if you're a consumer user of this technology, even you've probably never seen a lot of this before. That said, for some, you know, to add a little excitement, we know at least one of the exhibitors is giving away a headset. We're going to be running a Beat Saber tournament where the winner is going to win a VR headset. There's going to be a couple of live artists who are actually creating art in virtual reality that the audience will be able to see them doing this live. So there's going to be a lot of things going on. It's going to be a very interactive, very fun event.
Now, this event is your baby, of course, and I would imagine you probably couldn't show preference to one vendor over the other. But if you're going as a novice, what's the first thing you should see the moment you're in the door?
Well, I'll say the first thing you'll see a registration desk.
That's the most exciting part.
One of the artists will be right past the registration desk actually doing the art exhibition live. But then you'll have to go downstairs. When you go downstairs, you're going to meet with all of our community partners. They're kind of in the lobby area outside the demonstration space. So there's a little separation. One of the big differences, again, that we partnered with almost every innovation and economic development organization in the city of Chicago. They're all coming to the event and supporting it as well. So you'll see World Business Chicago and 2112 and the Illinois Chamber of Commerce. They're going to be there, as well as companies like ManageXR and SHI. So a lot of the players in the space that are there, if you're actually trying to do an enterprise implementation, obviously it's a lot more than just trying the technology. There are other services that are needed. So who's going to be there? I would say the Pulse experience is probably going to be definitely a fun one to see. I would definitely say try Pico XR if you've never tried it before, because it is very similar to a Meta headset. But again, this is one that is used quite often in business or industrial use.
And of course, if you see Matt at the expo, just say, I listen to you on the Noon Business Hour. Matt Wren, tech expert and founder, VRAR Chicago. Thank you for joining us today. And of course, you can get tickets. They're free at ChicagoXRSummit.org. Coming up next, news stories from 1999. Abercrombie & Fitch, it's hot.
A deposit for your future. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Left for dead years ago, Abercrombie & Fitch is in full comeback mode. And the stock is climbing, even amid rising tariff concerns. Dick's Sporting Goods and Macy's also out with quarterly results. We welcome in Jennifer Waters, Chicago-based business reporter. Jennifer, thank you for joining us today. And this almost seems counterintuitive when talking about Abercrombie & Fitch, the stock soaring 27%. Even though they slashed their profit outlook because, like a lot of businesses, they are concerned about tariffs. So how can we square the stock popping with the circle that is its actual results?
Hey, Rob. Good to talk to you again. Abercrombie & Fitch is not like a lot of the other retailers who did pretty well in 23 into 24, and then, you know, started to get hit a little bit in 25, or from 24 to 25. Abercrombie & Fitch shares, for example, jumped from about 2023 to 24, some 600+%. And that's because they were doing everything right. They were redesigning their clothes, rebranding themselves. I mean, you might remember what a fiasco they were in the early 2000s and 2010s when it was just real sex appeal. And totally, as their CEO at the time said, the brand was only suitable for good-looking, cool kids. Well, they have totally redone that and, you know, become much more inclusive, and even including bigger sizes. For years, they didn't have bigger sizes. So that really led to such a great jump in share price. But what we saw last year, and some of this was just across the board with retailers, that they were just, you know, trying to, you know, competition had jumped up. People were, you know, starting to pull back a little bit. We don't know exactly what's going on right now in terms of there's so much uncertainty out there. But yeah, Abercrombie & Fitch is a good, you know, their shares jumped today, which means they're back on a comeback trail.
Now, Dick's Sporting Goods standing by its full year guidance, again, with tariffs looming and, you know, announcing that deal with Foot Locker. The same thing, Macy's, they say they will hike some prices as tariffs cut into their profits. When we go from Abercrombie & Fitch, which was kind of a comeback story, it was trendy, it was it, then they changed what it was, and now it has managed to come back. But the bigger retailers, how are they managing these choppy tariff waters?
Well, you know, a lot of the earnings are coming out right now. Walmart came out with theirs, Costco, the whole thing. They're all trying to be very cautious as they go forward. A lot of them have also, like Macy's, for example, said in their conference call today that they renegotiated orders with suppliers. That's been huge across the board. They've canceled or delay orders where the value proposition is just not where it is. And we've seen that across the board where some companies, some retailers are just not doing business with them. At some stores, the amount of product they get from China for Walmart, it's like 20%. For Macy's, it's in the double digits too. So what they're doing is finding other players to give them the product they need and then renegotiating with. But even still, you know, they're putting into their forward-looking guidance, they're including what tariffs would be at, say, 30% out of China and 10% out of the rest of the world. But even still, every single one of them are saying, this is still a very, very uncertain environment we're in. We don't know if the tariffs will stay at the levels they've been proposed, and we have no idea how customers are going to react to it. But they're planning on having some tight times ahead.
Jennifer Waters, Chicago-based business reporter, thank you for joining us today. Still ahead in Personal Finance Wednesday, getting back on track after a period of overspending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Markets are slightly lower. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Ryan Dietrich, Chief Market Strategist with the Carson Group in Omaha, Nebraska. Ryan, thank you for joining us today. And I said earlier in the program that NVIDIA Quarterly Earnings Day is now up there with Fed Day or Jobs Report Day in terms of its market-moving potential. And also, are the markets essentially hedging themselves before NVIDIA reports after the bell today?
Yeah, Rob, thanks for having me back, and good afternoon, everyone. You're right. I mean, you look at markets today, literally it's like watching paint dry, right? Because we all know tonight's the big news. You want the largest company in the United States and the world is set to report earnings. They've beaten earnings estimates, it feels like, for 2 or 3 years now. So high expectations, yes, but you're right. It's like we're just kind of getting ready for this, and we've got some more retail names reporting tomorrow. But honestly, this is kind of the end of earnings season. We'll see if we can put a cherry on top, I guess, of an overall really solid first quarter earnings.
NVIDIA has been priced for perfection for it seems like years now, and it's just managed to deliver on perfection every time. But eventually, you know, all good things come to an end, Ryan. And what happens if NVIDIA disappoints?
Yeah, clearly, I think it's safe to say technology, large caps would underperform a little bit. But even, you know, earlier this year, late last year, we saw some days where NVIDIA was down a lot. And we think back to like 23 and early 24, if that stock was down 4 or 5%, the market would be getting crushed. And honestly, we haven't really been seeing that as much. So other areas have done okay. So I think that's something to remember. And just from a portfolio point of view, that's why we stay diversified, why we don't just chase the shiny object, go all in Mag 7, as great as those names have done. You know, there's some other areas that are real, and financials, right? You know, financials are like all-time highs, industrials close to all-time highs. There's a lot of positive things happening, not just NVIDIA, but let's hope they have some good earnings tonight.
Now, obviously, NVIDIA is where it's at as far as AI and chips are concerned. If you are investing in NVIDIA, are you investing in the actual performance of the company itself, or are you investing in the potential of double-digit productivity increases brought about by the AI revolution powered by NVIDIA chips?
Boy, can I say both? I tell you, at the end of the day, it is the opportunity of AI, but it's company specific. I mean, there have been lots of great companies throughout the last 260 years of our country that were doing well, and then they made mistakes, right? Had indigestion, and then a new leader came out of nowhere and took over. So I'm not at all saying that's what's going to happen here with NVIDIA. I mean, they're a leader for a reason. But I think really, if someone's buying that company right now, you really are banking on what that company can do versus all the competitors and all the different things taking place. We know AI is huge. We know it's going to be huge. There's going to be a lot of competition. You know, I mean, remember Netscape or America Online from the internet. A lot of those don't exist anymore, right? There's new leaders. So again, that's what's going to make it so tough for NVIDIA. But boy, they've done a great job up to this point in their company's lifetime.
You mentioned that this is the end of first quarter earnings season for all intents and purposes, an earnings season that began in the shadow of that tariff announcement. And a lot of the anxiety surrounding that has either been kicked down the road to July or managed in some way. But overall, how did first quarter earnings season go?
I'd say really, really, really well. You know, at the end of March, we expected first quarter earnings on the S&P 500, just year over year, to be up like 6.5-7%. Okay, it is like double that. In fact, almost more than double that. We'll see what NVIDIA does. So earnings come in way better than expected. That's, again, another reason why, as we stand here, S&P is up 1% on the year. Doesn't sound like a lot, but we all remember almost at a bear market this time 6-7 weeks ago, why we've come back and we're about 3% from an all-time high. Because expectations just got so low, you know, in early April with all the very real worries and concerns, and the tariff things were kind of pushed back a little bit, like you said, maybe kind of punt the football. But then earnings season also came in really, really strongly across the board. Honestly, 11 sectors, most of them are up on the year, led by things like financials and industrials, some of those things that if they're doing well, the economy's probably in good shape. So all in all, that's why we're back at all near all-time highs, and it's led by earnings just like it has been since the beginning of time.
Ryan Dietrich, Chief Market Strategist with the Carson Group in Omaha, Nebraska. Thank you for joining us today. That's Omaha, Nebraska. I know how to say that. Coming up next in Personal Finance Wednesday, recovering from the dangerous time known as Maycember.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Personal Finance Wednesday. Does so-called Maycember spending have you stressed? Joining us how to discuss how you can bounce back in June after a budget-busting month is Ed Jurtson, Certified Financial Planner, founder of the Engage Wealth Group in Chicago. Ed, thank you for joining us today. And I don't want to get too personal, but when I took my wallet out this morning and retrieved one of my credit cards, it was moaning just from all the activity it's had to pay out in the month of May between wrapping, you know, putting those final payments on summer camps and stuff like that, and buying graduation presents for your loved ones. You could spend a lot of money in the month of May.
Yeah, Rob, and this is something that is should not be surprising to most people, right? Because spending generally comes in cycles. And so, yes, we do have expenditures from time to time that are unforeseen, like working on, you know, a car breaks down or something like that. But generally speaking, this is where creating a spending plan, Rob, really comes into play. So you have an idea of what you're going to spend and what the parameters are of that. So just don't spend, you know, unconsciously. Be a conscientious spender. But again, spend within your means. It's really important to have that balance and that understanding in order to keep yourself on good financial footing.
And also, Ed, it's not like people, when they graduate from high school or graduate from eighth grade or have some major life milestone that you want to celebrate and commemorate, it's not like the graduation's a surprise. You know they will graduate from grade school or high school or college in the month of May, so that's where planning comes in.
Exactly. And again, that's why we really dislike the word budget, Rob, because the word budget reminds us of the word financial diet. I don't want to be on a financial diet. I want to be on a spending plan. And yes, I might overindulge and spend a little bit more in terms of, you know, whether it's family members or others, in terms of really looking forward to like celebrating their milestones. But at the end of the day, again, that's where that spending plan comes in. So use the next couple of months to kind of get that financial footing back in, and, you know, not being too personal, Rob, but, you know, tackle those really high interest credit cards first and foremost. Really work to get those down, because we don't want the debt and the associated interest expense to really pile on.
Well, you'll be pleased to know, Ed, that the credit cards in the Hart household are paid off in full every month. So that's one interest expense we don't have to worry about. But we call this May-cember because it is very similar to the month of December, where there are lots of holiday parties, family gatherings, gifts and things like that. And obviously, you don't want to hurt somebody's feelings with your gift giving. So what are some things that you could do either to make sure that you commemorate that present, that accomplishment in a financially conscious or intelligent way? Or what are some ways that you can, you know, get your spending back on track in the following month?
Yeah, Rob, great point. I could share with you over the years, some clients have shared with us that they overindulge in spending, right? They tend to be very generous. But if you're doing that just for generosity's sake, that's one thing. But don't try to overspend on gifts to impress others. That just doesn't quite work that way. So again, understand how much you're spending, what your resources are, because it's not just how much income we have and assets we save. Spending is a key element to personal financial planning. And by spending some time on how much you spend, and within reason, and that reason isn't what your neighbors or other family members dictate, it's what your personal finances dictate. So again, don't overspend to impress others. Do it from the graciousness of your heart. But ultimately, make sure you're not overspending or overgifting, if you would, and put yourself on a poor financial footing. That's kind of critical.
So June 1st rolls around. You've paid off those bills from May to the best of your ability. Obviously, June is just the start of summer vacation season. So what are some strategies that you can employ to make sure that not only you're getting back on track, but you're not wearing the hair shirt in suffering for the rest of the summer?
Well, think about it this way. This is where that spending plan comes in, Rob. So if you've overindulged in May, right, but you have travel plans in June, you don't want to overindulge in your travel plans, right? You don't want to compound these financial missteps, if you would. So again, have a plan, have a relatively good spending plan, again, within reason based upon your means. What gets a lot of folks in trouble is they spend well beyond their means, only to, again, be trapped in that sort of debt cycle, if you would. So yeah, if you were planning on a vacation, but you overspent in May, maybe you're not overspending on your vacation and you'll spend a little bit less, again, to try to get yourself on financial footing. That is just good, common financial planning sense. And so embrace that. And again, you know these things are coming up, so develop a spending plan. And if you've got to work with a certified financial planner to help you through the process, go engage with one to make this roadway a little bit more smooth.
Ed Jurtzen, Certified Financial Planner, founder of the Engage Wealth Group in Chicago. Thank you for joining us today. It's 12:45. Still to come, a WNBA star's injury drives ticket prices down.
Your daily transaction for useful information. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
WNBA standout Caitlin Clark's injury is impacting more than just the team on the court. Indiana Fever ticket prices have dropped significantly since the star was sidelined. We're joined by Colin Sallow, reporter for Front Office Sports in Chicago. Colin, thank you for joining us today. And this has some impact on Chicago, where the Sky versus Fever game was moved from Wintrust Arena to the United Center to accommodate all the people who wanted to see that superstar in Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, so I've been, you know, looking around after her injury announcement on Monday. She's expected to miss a minimum of 2 weeks. That Sky game is about 13 days out. And I you know, got data from TickPick, which is one secondary resale site. And the minimum ticket price to the Sky game is down from about $86 to $25, about a 70% drop with Caitlin Clark out.
And the average ticket price for that particular game now $95, and that is a bargain compared to $210. And Colin, is this, do you see a similar drop-off when superstars in other sports are injured or otherwise unavailable? For example, right now on one of our studio TVs, Colin, is the Cleveland Guardians Los Angeles Dodgers game. And I would imagine you do see an uptick in ticket prices if you have the opportunity to see Shohei Ohtani. And if Ohtani is out or if Ohtani is hurt, then those ticket prices on the secondary market, I would imagine, go down by to a similar degree.
Yeah, I mean, I think with anything, you're there to watch some stars. But I think, so to your point, yes, there's a drop-off, but I don't know if it's as big as 70% because of just how much of a needle mover Caitlin Clark is, not only from ticket prices, but also TV viewership. She is just, she is the sport right now. Now, the WNBA is still growing even without her, in part because of the collateral effects that she's had. But I could definitely say that I think she is one of a kind in terms of not maybe just basketball, but all of U.S. professional sports.
Now, there's precedent for this. I mean, back in the days of Michael Jordan, like even when Jordan was on the Wizards at the end of his career, there was certainly an uptick in interest in seeing Michael Jordan play potentially for the last time. And even going back 100 years ago, Colin, they even put an upper deck grandstand in Old Comiskey Park just to accommodate the people who wanted to see Babe Ruth when the Yankees came to town. So Caitlin Clark is now on a very exclusive list of people of players that people go out of their way to see.
Yeah, and I will say that you made a great comparison, I think, with Jordan, is that there is this huge jump when it's Caitlin Clark. But I think what's also positive is that the rest of the league is feeling like the collateral effects of her jump. And I think that like Jordan, like Larry Bird, like Magic Johnson, in due time with 10 years more of Caitlin Clark, I think the rest of the league will catch up. That delta will start to decline. But for right now, that gap is 70%+, and it's because of just how big of a star she is.
And on top of just the superstardom of Caitlin Clark, which is undeniable, if she is unavailable for that game against the Sky at the United Center, you lose the second act of the soap opera involving Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese.
Yeah, and I was just talking about it today and on Front Office Sports that the three most watched games of the last two seasons, regular season for the WNBA, are all Fever versus Sky. So as much as Caitlin Clark is the show, you're adding that extra factor when it is the Sky. So, you know, maybe though the game will be a little bit closer because people forget that amid what happened in that first game, it was a big blowout.
Colin Sallow, reporter for Front Office Sports in Chicago. Thank you for joining us today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.